Caribos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Samach Zayin. And as usual, our learning should be b'schus of Am Yisrael in his Eis Tzara to protect those who are in the field and honestly, people who are anywhere. Mitzvah Shemesh Yitzia Gula Shlema V'Mehera V'Yemenu Almeid. So it says the Mishnah here on Samach Vav Amud Beis. It kind of pays attention to kind of go through this Mishnah slowly. Because we're going to have a couple of, we're going to always, at least for the first, Amar or so, at least, we're going to refer back consistently to this Mishnah. So we'll take it a little bit slower than usual and kind of point out a couple things along the way. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Kol makom sheyesh kiddushin ve'in aveira. If there is kiddushin, but there's no aveira, meaning any time when there is a marriage, right, that is fine, right, that there's no iser, right? So in that case, right, havlad holich achar hazacher, right, the child goes after the father, and this we know, right, to be simply, right, very simply, nowadays we have that by Kohanim, by Levim, and back in the day even it went by, Shevet Naphtali, Shevet Binyamin, or whatever. The child goes after the father in terms of its yichus, right? We're going to have a lot of, a lot of yichus-related gemaras coming up. Vezozu, and the Gemara just explains what's that. Kohenis Levi of Israel. This Shanasu, the Kohen Levi of Israel. Jew marries a Jew. No issues. Baruch Hashem. Should have a beautiful, happy marriage with amazing children. And so the kid goes after the father. Kol Makom, again, just to clarify, before we get to even further, the words Kol Makom, as the Gemara is going to point out, seem to imply other cases, right? It says any case where this and this is true. Right, so then the vlad goes after the father, right? And it gives one specific case, right? Like Kohen Levi in Yisrael, right? Jews marry Jews, but Kol Makom seems to include other scenarios, okay? And then when it says ve'ezazu, and what's the meaning? Then when the Mishnah then gives an example, right? So that seems to be narrowing the scope, right? That seems to be limiting the statement, the general rule, to the case that it's giving, right? It says anytime this happens, right? This is true. Which immediately, whenever you say anytime this happens, right, immediately that's, inviting a challenge, yeah? So the Gemara is going to attack that, and the Gemara is going to notice that Ezezu, and when it clarifies this rule, what is an example of this rule, or what is the definition of this rule, right, that seems to be narrowing the scope of the rule. So again, just to keep that in mind, that's going to come into play, right, on Amud Aleph. But weiter. V'kol makom sheyesh kiddushin ve'in aveira, right, v'havlad holich achar hapagum, right? I'm sorry, what did I say? V'yesh kiddushin v'yesh avera. Right? Anytime there is kiddushin, but there is an avera, as we pointed out, sometimes if there's an avera involved, there's no tvisas kiddushin. That we'll do on Amud Beis. Right? The marriage doesn't work. You can't marry your sister. It's not halakhically viable. But here in a situation where there would be an iser, right? Let's say, amana l'kohen gadol, gusha l'kohen hedyot, but the kiddushin is tofes, right? Yesh kiddushin, meaning the marriage works. And there's an avera. So then the vada chachar pagum, right, the child goes after whatever the problem is. Let's say, if the woman is a chalal, right, or a chalala, right, so then the child is going to be a chalal kohen. Vezuzu, what's the case of that? So as I mentioned, right, amana klangala, grusha v'chalusa, the kohen hedyo. And again, we have this kol makom and ezuzu, right, seems to both include other cases, and then what is specifically this case, ezuzu, seems to exclude other cases. Other cases of that example, where there is, right, an Isser, but the Kiddushin works. Mamzer is in the Sinai Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, the Mamzer in the Nasin. Okay, fine. V'chol mi sheyesh, she'ein lak alav Kiddushin. Right, when any scenario where there would be no Kiddushin, right, there'd be some sort of no tfisas Kiddushin, it wouldn't be a good marriage. Aval yesh la al acherim Kiddushin, right, and but this woman could marry other people. Right, so the Havlad Mamzer. In that case, it would be Mamzerus. Ezezet, what's that case? Again, we said this again, Chol Mi, and then Ezezet. What is, we'll have to notice that. So what's an example of that case? Habal Achaz Mikal Arayos, Shabbat Torah. Right, obviously an Arayos, right? The woman could marry somebody else, but you're an Erva to her, right? So that would be create Mamzerus. V'chol Mi She'en La, Lo Allah, V'lo Acherim Kiddushin, Havlad Kemosa. And anybody who doesn't have, who there is no, right, there would be no Kiddushin whatsoever for this woman, i.e., as you'll see in a second, right, Shivchot and Anachris, or the guy, right, can't marry anybody. So then, right, the Vlad is like, right, the woman, right, the Vlad Nachris, as Rashi points out, is a guy, right, the child of a daughter, of a guy, is a guy. Ve'ez is that, and what is that case that Vlad Shivchot, Venachris, the child of Shivchot Kananis, and the guy. Okay, says the Gemara, Kol Makom Sheyesh Kiddushin. I see, any time there is Kiddushin, right, that seems to imply, right, that it includes something. So, Amalei Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yochanan, Klolahu, Right, it's a rule. It's a general rule. Right, the kol makom sheish kiddushin v'ein avera havad halakachar zachar. Right, that seems to imply that the Mishnah seems to state that applies in all cases. But hare ger shenosa mamzeres. But one second, there's a case I'll give you where a ger, right, marries a mamzeres. Now, is that true that a ger, a convert, is allowed to marry a mamzeres? That's a machlokas. Later in the Gemara, Rabbi Rashi points out, Ayin Gilman Aleph, Rabbi Yossi holds that yes, that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. So that's what we're dealing with over here. The Yesh Kiddushin Vein Avera, right? There's no problem with that marriage. Tavlad Halachacha Pagim. But we say that the child, right, is a mamzer, right? The Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, Ger Shinas Mamzeres, Tavlad Mamzer, Rabbi Yossi. Right, so that's not true. Meaning we wanted to say that anytime there is marriage and there's no iser, the vlad hol is like goes after the father. If the ger marries a mamzeres, that's the mother is a mamzeres, the child is a mamzer. Samalei, so he said, misavras must be Rabbi Yossi. Well, who says that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi's shita? Must be Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Damar ger lo yisam mamzeres. That ger is not allowed to marry mamzeres. V'yesh kiddush v'yesh avera. That's the second case where the marriage works, but there's an iser. Tavlad ha'olachakar pogum. Right, that the child goes after the blemish, i.e., the child is still a mamzer. Okay, v'nisnia. So the Gemara says, well, why don't we list that in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Tana kol makom to save alasuye, because we have this kol makom, right, to include other cases that are similar. V'boy same, another answer, lolem Rabbi Yossi. Or you could say, no, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. V'tana ezuzu lemute. Right, and therefore we have ezuzu, right, what is the specific case that is going to exclude scenarios where the child goes after the father. In our case specifically, right, again, in the case of the Mishnah, yes, the child goes after the father, but there are other cases where there's Kiddushin and there's no Avera, like we said by Rabbi Yossi, Ger that marries a Mamzeres, but the child will go after the mother, i.e. the Pogum. And that's why we say Ezezu, that's why we limit it, that the way we're excluding other cases. If Ezezu Vesulo, is that the only case, right, that is excluded? If you have a Kohen who's a Cholol, yeah, and he marries a Bas Yisrael, right, and marries a regular Jewish woman, not a Kohen, it's Bas Kohen. The Yesh Kiddushin Vein Avera, right, there's no problem with that. So Avlad Halach HaChar Zohar, right, the child goes after the father, right, and he's a Cholol. So Kumar says, Halach HaShe, Kedir Rabbi Deostai Ben Yehuda, the Sovrlai Vare Yisrael, Shanas HaCholol, the Yesh Kiddushin Vein Avera, Avlad Halach HaChar. I'm sorry. No, I skipped that. That's the next question. All right. So we're holding like Rabbi Dostoy, Rabbi Yehuda, who's going to hold. He's going to hold later in the. Yeah. If you look at Rashi, right. So if you're going to, right. He's going to. He's basically going to hold that there's no halal, right? But if a halal marries a regular Jew, right? So the children are not halalim. So that's why he excluded that. Right. Didn't mention that because it's not. That's not. That, right, doesn't go after the father. Sorry, so that's not part of the case. It's not one of the cases we have to exclude. Sorry about that. I just jumped the gun a little bit. We have another case where there's Kiddushin and there's no Isser, but when you have a regular Jewish Yisrael who marries a Bas Kohen who's a Chalala, right, who the result of a Kohen is a Chalala, right, and let's say about Asia's Korean, who's a Chalala, whatever. So the daughter's a Chalala, but she marries a regular Yisrael, so there's no problem with that. Right? And the child goes after the father. The child is a full-blown Yisrael. So Kumar says also, Tana Kol Makom, the Reisha, Lasuye. So we're including, because we have the Kol Makom, it includes other cases. I've been listening to Behedya, why don't we say it's Beferish in the Mishnah? Mishim Dolo Masnila. Because you couldn't have actually listed it off. Because how are you going to list that? You're going to list that, how are you going to have all these mutter marriages? Kohanis, Lavi, Yisrael, Vichalala. Shanisei's Lekoin Levi Yisrael, right? You can't list it in Koin Levi Yisrael. You can't just add Chalala because she can marry a Yisrael and everything will be fine, but she can't marry a Koin and everything will be fine. The kid will be a Chalal. Right? V'chalala Koin Michazia, right? She can't marry a Koin, right? First of all, that's us. Second of all, the child will be, right, a Chalal. So they couldn't have listed it, so therefore we just wrote Kol Makom to include. There you go. The Gemara says, what about the Rabbi Bar Bechana? What about Rabbi Bar Bechana Shita? Or case, Damar Rabbi Bchanan Rabbi Yochanan Mitzri Sheni Shenasa Mitzri Rishona. The pasuk says Mitzri is allowed to be what is it? Dor Shlishi Avo Hena. The third generation Mitzri is allowed to marry into Kal Hashem. So the third generation is mother. So what if you have a second generation Mitzri marries a first generation Mitzri? The Bina Shlishi Havi. So, again, how do you view it? Meaning, when you have one parent is the first generation, one parent is the second generation. So, how do you view, like, the kid? Right? Is the kid a third generation, and therefore mutter to marry into Israel, or not? So, Konar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, the child is, yeah, is after, right, goes after the father, right? That and it, therefore the son is a Shlishi. And that should also have been, right, there's no Isser there, but that also should have been, right, taught by the Mishnah. Because there's no Isser, and there is Kiddushin, and the kid is allowed to marry, right? The kid is totally fine. As it goes after the father, she's allowed to marry into Am Yisrael. So the Gemara says, again, Tana Kol Makom, D'Reisha L'Suyei, right, to include. The Rav Dimi Damar Sheni Havei, according to the one who argues with Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Dimi, who says that we go after the mother, right, that it's a Sheni, so therefore, Tana Ezezu L'Mutei. So then we're going to exclude, right, that this case, because that is, you know, that's not necessarily true. Okay. Vaika, what about the following? Vaika, the Chiyasa, Rav, and Rav Yochanan, what about the following case? When Rav came, he told, said the name of Rav Yochanan, Be'umos halach achar zachar. Right, by the other nations, by Goyim, we go based on the father. Now we're going to see in a second, like, what's the nafkamina for this? Like, how do you practically, what do you mean other nations? So we'll see in a second that there's a difference between other nations. The Zion Amamim, the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, right, were commanded to wipe out. Right, they are obviously not allowed. No, they have Bnei Israel to kill them. The other nations, right, who are outside of Eretz Israel, you know, Bnei Israel were not commanded to wipe out, so they were mutter to leave alive, and therefore buy as every Kanani and Shifka Kananis. So that's going to be a big nafkamina. But okay, either way, so the nations, right, you go after the father, Nisgairu halakachar pagashir b'nehem. But if they convert, so then they go after, right, the more pogum, the more problematic, right, of the parents. So you see that it doesn't always necessarily apply that we go by on the father when there's no Izer in the marriage. Also, again, so we're excluding, right? It's not, we're not meaning to tell me that we're not listing, right, all the cases that are possible. Hi, Mice, the Gemara says, one second, what do you mean? Iyamar the Bishlam is in Rabbi Yehuda. Again, going back to the fact that we said, right, we said two possibilities about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is either Rabbi Yehuda, the Shita, right, as you said, or it could be Rabbi Yossi. Right, and then we said, right, if it's Rabbi Yossi, right, so then, you know, then you have, what's it called? Then you have, where is it over there? Right, Ibai Seima, right, it's really Rabbi Yossi, and Ezozu, right, Lemute, right, excludes, right, certain cases, we're not listing everything. So, if you tell me our mission is Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Makom D'Reisha L'Asuyei, right, Yisrael Shenasu Chalala, Udrabi Rabbi Chana, right, so therefore, the Kol Makom, the inclusion, right, when you include in the Mishnah, that comes to include a case where Yisrael that marries a Chalala, right, if you remember, that was fine, right, that goes based on the father, and that's included in that, even though we didn't list it in the Mishnah, Udrabi Rabbi Chana, right, that was the case with the second generation Mitzri, marries the first generation Mitzris, and the child is a Dor Shlishi, so we go after the father. So we didn't list that in the Mishnah, so those are included. Ezozu, Lemuti, Derav, Demibarovin, right? And Ezozu excludes, right, the case of a Mitzri who married an Ammoni. Well, there's no problem over there. We go based on a pogum, so we exclude that. But kol makom, the problem is kol makom. Oh no, not a problem yet. Sorry, kol makom de seifa. And when you say kol makom in the second part, when we say that the child goes based on the pogum, right? When there's an iser involved, so that's what's that kol makom? What's that coming to include? That's coming to include ger shenasa mamzeres, or the ger that married a mamzeres that we said. That is, it's Osir, and therefore the child would be a Mamzer. So Eli Imartu Rabbi Yossi, so all that works out. I mean, you got the Kol Makoms, and you got the, what's it called, you got the Ezozus, right? That includes, excludes, we have possibilities in those cases. Eli Imartu Rabbi Yossi, but if you tell me that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, so then Kol Makom D'Reisha K'da'aman. That's what we explain Kol Makom the ratio with a Jew and a Chalala, right, if you remember that, and then the Mitzri cases, etc. Right, that was fine. Ezozu Kedama. Now we explained the Ezozu that excludes, right, again, the according to Rav Dimi, right, the Mitzrim, right, etc., that the Vlad is a Mitzri Shani. Elakomakom the Sefalos, the problem is, what would you include, right, in the second case? Right, where in the scenario where there is Kiddushim but there's an Isser, right, we go after the Pugum, right, where do you find that case? What would you include? Right, because before, again, that we had said, because we're going to include, what did we use that beforehand? Right, Ger Shenasa Mamzeres, because that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but according to Rabbi Yossi, right, that's not a case of that. That's not a case of where it's Osir, because Rabbi Yossi holds that it's Mutter. So the Gemara says, okay, but Letameh, according to that, Rabbi Yehuda Ezezu is the Seif Alamali. Right? If you noticed, we left out one of the things. We had the Kol Makom in the Reisha, Kol Makom, Ezezu in the Reisha. We had Kol Makom in the Seifa, but we didn't have Ezezu. We didn't have an exclusion, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the Seifa. I mean, this is confusing, and if you don't have it in front of you, it's a bit convoluted. So basically, he says Rabbi Yossi doesn't have a kol makom in the seifa, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have an ezezu, doesn't have an exclusion in the seifa. So, meaning, Ellis, or rather, I did tana reisha ezezu, tana seifa ezezu, ezezu. So, achanami, but I did tana reisha kol makom, tana seifa kol makom. So, it must be, since we don't have a case, right, of ezezu for Rabbi Yehuda in the seifa, and we don't have a case of kol makom for Rabbi Yossi in the Reisha, it must be that the Mishnah just used similar language to kind of align the two phrases, the two cases in the Mishnah. But ain't a chinami, we're not excluding or including by every single time we say kol makom or ezezu. Right? It's really only 3 out of 4, depending on whether you hold the Mishnah as Rabbi Yehuda or whether you hold the Mishnah as Rabbi Yossi. Gufa. Let's go back to what we said before. Right, again, by the Umos Olam, by the other nations, right, if they convert. So we go back, after the child goes based on the worst one. So my Umos Halachachar Zachar. What do we care? Like, who cares? Like, what's the Nafkamina? What's the difference? So the Tanya, we're going to write some. Minayin la'achar mena Umos Sheba al Knanis v'holid ben. If you have somebody from the other nations, right, who has a child with a Knanis, with a woman from Eretz Canaan, right? This week's Parsha, right? Canaan. And basically, right, they have a child, you're allowed to buy him as a slave, meaning we don't go based on the mother, we go based on the father. If we go based on the mother, you have to kill the mother, or you have to kill the child. But if we go based on the father, i.e. that you can buy him as an Eved Canaanite. Ironically, that he's called an Eved Canaanite, but he's an Eved, right, of Goyim. Fine. So Tamil over there for the Bozik says, from the people living right in Eretz Israel, you're allowed to buy. Yochel af eved, you might have thought af eved. I'm sorry, af eved shabal al shivcha min ha'umos beholy ben shatar rashay leknozo eved. You might have thought that it's a case where if you have an eved Kanani, right, who has a shivcha, right, from the other nations, meaning you might have thought that if the mother is from outside Eretz Israel, right, that that you can buy him as a slave. No, it has to be born in your land. Right, from the people who are born in Eretz Israel, and not from the people who are born in Chutzlars. Meaning that the father, meaning it goes based on the father's status. So if the father is from the other nations, and then you can buy him as an eved. But if the father is from Eretz Canaan, right, so then you gotta off with his head. Good. Nisgairu lahalach achar pogam shebenayim. So b'mai. So when we're saying that a guy converts, we go after the worst one, right? So what l'mai nafkamina elim of mitzri shenasam munis. Now just to back up for a second, right? We know that the drasha by David HaMelech, we learn that Rus, obviously Rus Hamoaviah or Hamoavis, whatever. We darshan out that a Moav, Amon and Moav is not allowed to marry into Am Yisrael, but that's for Amuni below Amunis. And Moavi v'lo Moavis. That only applies to men, but it doesn't apply to women. So therefore, right, if you have a Mitzri that marries an Amunis is allowed to marry into the Am Yisrael. So a Mitzri is only allowed third generation. Amunis is a female Amuni is allowed to marry immediately. So if you have those two nations that marry each other, my pagamiga, right? Amuni v'lo Amunis, right? There's no pagam. Right? There's no meaning. It seems to imply that you take the worst pagam, the worst problem. Seems to imply that both of them are problematic. Well, the Amunis is not problematic at all. She's allowed to convert and marry right away. It must be a case where a mitzris, a female mitzri, married an Amuni. Now, an Amuni is not allowed to marry into Am Yisrael at all. A mitzris is allowed to marry Dor Shlishi, right, third generation. Excuse me. V'izokar have hai shadya abasri diday. Right? I mean, if it's a male, if it's a boy, the child is a boy, then he goes based on the father, and he is the more problematic parent, right? Meaning that therefore he's not allowed to marry Tamiso. But if she's a female, right? So then she goes after the mother. Why? Because a female Amuni is allowed to marry into Bnei Yisrael right away. So female Mitzri is only allowed to marry Dam Yisrael, third generation. So she would go after the mother, right? It depends, right? If you go based on the worst parent, if it's a male, so it's worse to be an Ammoni because you can never marry a Dam Yisrael. If he's a female, so then it's worse to be a Mitzris because a Mitzris has to marry third generation, and Ammonis, right, is allowed to marry right away. Okay, Vait. Kol she'ein olav kiddushin. Right, we said talking about mamzeris. If there's no kiddushin, no tefizas kiddushin, that leads to mamzeris. Minani mili. How do you know that this is true? The Gemara is going to spend the rest of today and some of tomorrow, at least, going over this topic. Tamar bichia bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Matu ba mishum Rabbi Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Acha Rabbi Rava. Matu ba mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Amar Kala, Pazik says, a woman gets divorced and she goes to marry somebody else. Lacherim vol lekrovim, right? She can marry Ishacher, right? Another guy, but not relatives. Of course, it's Maskelo Rabbi Abba ve'emo la'achar v'lo leben. Well, what do you mean? Maybe the Pazik is trying to teach me that she can't marry, right, her ex-husband's son. So the Gemara says, Ben Behedik Sivbe, not meaning obviously not her son, but so the Gemara says, no, Ben Behedik Sivbe, right? The Torah teaches us that she can't marry her ex-husband's son, from the reverse, right? Loki ikach ishes eshes aviv, that the son is not allowed to marry his father's wife. So we have that, you know, we have that already. So achar lamalish mami no lechem below the krovim. So it must be that she can marry, right, other people, but not krovim, right? Any relatives that would lead to karis, right? There's no tefisas kiddushin. Veima idi veidi leben halachachila hadavid. Well, maybe both psukim are talking about, right, her ex-husband's son, and one means that it's not ilachachila, meaning that it's not the best thing to do, right? But it would be allowed halakhically. And then the second pasuk teaches me that it's not even allowed halakhically. That doesn't even work, and there's no tefisas kiddushin. So Gemara says no, because the chachila me'achos isha nafka. You can learn that it's not a good thing to do. It's not lechachila. It's not the best thing scenario to do. Meaning, just to clarify, lechachila b'di'evad. Right? Lechachila means that's the best course of action. But if b'di'evad, right? Again, after the fact, it would be okay. Right. But if something's also bit the evidence, I mean, it doesn't even work at all, right? I mean, minimum, bottom line, right? It does no tefisas kiddushin. So lechachilas, you know that it's usher, right? In terms of the best course of action, that's me'achos isha nafka. You can learn that out from the iser of marrying your sister, your wife's sister. Certainly, right, if there's no tefisas kiddushin by achos isha, by your wife's sister, so certainly chayvei mises beis din, right, which is worse, any isra that involves mises beis din, which is worse than karis, right, certainly you're not going to have tefisas kiddushin. So ema b'idi idi b'achos isha, right? Aye, but maybe both of the psukim are talking about achos isha. V'ha'ol lechachila hadi'evad, and it's doing the same thing. I mean, he's telling me on the first pasuk, he tells me that lechachila, it's not the greatest course of action, but if you did it, it would be okay, and there would be a marriage. And then the second pasuk teaches me, no, how b'di'evad, even b'di'evad, even there would be no tefisas kiddushin at all. So Gemara says, eino chanami. Actually, yeah, that's a good shot. And therefore, ashkechan achos isha. So we found a source that tells me that as to eat tefisas kiddushin, that the kiddushin, the marriage, wouldn't even get off the ground halakhically, right? It wouldn't work, right? By achos isha, by your wife's sister. Shai arayos mi nailon. How do you know about other arayos? So yalfina mi achos isha. So we learned it from there, right? From your wife's sister. Ma achos isha miuched as she erva v'chev and ozdo nakareis v'shigas achatos v'lutitzi v'kiddushin. Just like by achos isha, right? It's an erva, right? It's one of the arayos. You get kareis. If you do it b'shogeg, if you sleep with her b'shogeg, so then you have to bring korban chatos, and there's no tefisas kiddushin. So af kol she, and so too all other cases that are similar, af kol she v'erva v'chev and ozdo nakareis v'shigas achatos v'lutitzi v'kiddushin, and any other case which is similar, right, should not have a tefisas kiddushin at all. So the Gemara says, Bishluma kulo asyan. So fine. So we got all of them. Meaning that all those other arayos, right, that fit into that category, right, that's fine. So you see that you learn it from achos isha. Ela eishes ish v'achos v'eishes ach. But what about someone else's wife, right, and your brother's wife? Ikele mifrach, those are cases are slightly different. Why? Because mal achos isha shekein ein laheter b'makom mitzvah. Right? Achos isha is never mutter. He's never mutter. You can never do it if there's some sort of mitzvah to marry her, i.e., like Yibum, right? So Tomer Beishesach, Sheishla had to be makom mitzvah, right? Eishesach, right? There is a. It's different because you theoretically do have a heter if Rachman al Islan turns into a Yibum situation. Eishesishnami, and also a married wife, a married woman, right? Ikele mifrach, you could say it's different. Why? Because malhalach shekein ein la heter b'chayei osran. Right? There's never, by all the other cases of arayos, it's never it's never mutter when your wife is still alive. So tomor be eshazish sheish laheter b'chayosan. Right, and eshazish is allowed. Right, it does become mutter. Is allowed to remarry. Meaning, if she gets divorced or whatever, right, she can get remarried whatsoever. So those are not similar, and therefore you can't necessarily learn right from one to the next. And therefore, we're going to have to do tomorrow. It's a Shem and Erev Shabbos. I'm not sure if we'll get it's a short daf, so maybe I'll be able to get a shear off. We have to do tomorrow, right? That we're going to have to perhaps find a different source for this. But okay, either way, we'll go Vayter and the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great, great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this. Mitzvah Shem, which you hear, Besaros Tavos, and Bizdokot Agulu Shlema, Bekarov. Amen.